This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Through an incredible transition that is taking place, and God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger. We aren't likely to see the kind of blockbuster job reports month after month like we had over this past year, but that's a good thing.
I love those clips. It's a good thing that we aren't going to show growth month after month. No. We're going to jig-jag, zigzag up and down versus a slow, steady growth. I don't know how you invest, for example, but when I look at a chart, I want to see the line going straight up. I don't want to see it bouncing up and down, and barely holding its own. I want to see continual growth. But Joe Biden says, no. Don't you worry about how that graph looks. Don't worry. That's okay. That's actually a good thing. That the economy bounces around, that you have a level of uncertainty, that you don't know what the price of something's going to be. It's essentially a free for all. When you go to the grocery store, you don't know what's going to be there. Kevin, are your cookies going to be there? Is the milk going to be there? What's going to be the prices? Is it going to be a dollar an egg today or a dollar 50 an egg today? We don't know. It'll bounce around. Said no. Anybody who is looking at an economy in a good way, you want stability and growth. Now, what Trump used to tell you is you may not want accelerated growth. You don't want your GDP to grow 6% a quarter because it'll outpace itself. At some point, it'll have a correction. You want good, steady, controlled growth. And you can do that with good, solid economic policy. And the problem we have is we have a buffoon, a moron, who was placed into office in the big cheat, and that clown doesn't know what to do. He just does what they tell him. He says what they tell him. Well, don't you think if you had a brain and somebody said to you, now listen, we've been showing steady growth quarter after quarter, and now, you know, we want to convince people that that's bad. What we actually need is erratic growth where people don't know. I would look at them and go, look, I'm not going to go sell this to the public. I'm going to tell them, look, we've got some very tough economic times ahead, and we need to lessen our dependence on foreigners. And sadly, I've screwed up and I've put more money into our trade deficit. I've given you the numbers. We usually average $40 to $50 billion a month, which is still too much. Think about that money coming back into our economy. But in the, I believe the month of March, it was $110 billion, double at least what we normally do, and almost triple if it's at the $40 billion mark. We almost tripled our trade deficit in 1 month because of Joe Biden. Donald Trump was lessening the trade deficit. He had eliminated our need for foreign oil. And do you know that Joe Biden was planning a trip to Saudi Arabia so he could get OPEC to increase production because he doesn't want to do it? Why would we want to ship tankers of oil from Saudi Arabia when we can produce it right here in America and compress natural gas, even cleaner? And clean coal and a host of other things. No, this clown wants to do it his way, which is the wrong way. Incredible transition is what they call it. It is a pack of lies. That's what the Democrats specialize in. And what I just played for you, that wasn't them giving you information. That was the Department of Misinformation. The head of that department, the biggest pathological liar that has ever sat his seat in the Oval Office, trying to convince you that the economy that he rode on with Trump for a year is a bad economy, but the one he's going to give you is a good economy. A slowdown could be good. Yeah, right. I was prior to the, in the previous hour, I was reading an article And this is what these guys said. A slowdown could be good. This is when you know that people are actually trying to just snow you. If done right, listen to this. While rising wage growth is usually positive, at the current pace, it's nearly impossible to tame inflation. Wages and purchasing power are actually falling when adjusted for inflation, not keeping up with rising prices. The Fed's big challenge? Cool the labor market without undoing progress made during the rebound. What rebound? There was no the rebound was when Trump was in office. That is the only rebound that we've been feeling. They said, but it could be, I love this, but it could be hard to distinguish between a healthy cooling and a recession. That's priceless. Let me tell you something, folks. It is not difficult to distinguish between a healthy cooling and a recession because there is no healthy cooling. It is Joe Biden torpedoing the economy. Nothing healthy about that. My goodness, you gotta love this. This is Democrat desperation right in front of your face. The great transition? The great transition into poverty. The great transition into a more needy society. What do you think happens when the food prices soar, inflation like that, gas prices? More people go, I need to meet some government. When the government gonna help? Right now in Florida and other places, they've rescinded the gas tax. They told the gas station owners and what have you, take off whatever the federal government, state tax we have, take it off. And look, it's a slight respite. It's quite a bit. Some of these taxes, these state, especially like California, the state tax is crazy. They make a ton of money off of fossil fuels. So they're willing, in some cases, they're willing to forego this. But if you think that's going to solve the problem, it isn't. And it's, by the way, it's only during the summer. It's a short little respite. And then what happens when they don't bring in that tax revenue? Where are they going to get that money from? It squeezed a balloon. Okay, here you can have it back in your gasoline taxes. But I'm going to charge it to you in your homeowners or your liquor taxes or your sales taxes or whatever. They're not going to let you have a tax break without getting it back somewhere else. I'm not blaming DeSantis for doing something. Maybe he's got a better idea of what to do than most of these governors. But don't play squeeze the balloon with me. When we come back, we're going to talk about more lies. Vindicated yet again on this Wu Flu nonsense, the scam dinner.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats must fight every day to keep the lid on their nonsense. And that's becoming increasingly difficult for them for a variety of reasons. For example, the Democrats are incredibly stupid. And if this offends you, then you too are incredibly stupid. Anyone who supports such vile, vengeful, vitriolic villains is truly a vegetable too stupid to live amongst normal people. Next, Joe Biden. He's a major reason why the Democrats can't keep a lid on their stupidity. Anyone who could support such a clueless clown, that's what I meant to say, is, well, in a word, stupid. It's that simple. I don't want to take you through the litany of nonsense of Joe Biden, but he's racist, sexist, he's all kinds of phobics. He's a philandering piece of crap human being who would use his family to get ahead. And that's what he's done his entire life. Anybody who would accept a trophy, the presidency, after having not earned it, shame on him. And we've got the proof. For those of you, by the way, thank you, D. Facey, who tried to call the show, and you said you were having trouble logging in to join the Backstage Club. If anybody else is having that trouble, please let me know. We are getting people that are joining, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's your browser or whatever. But I appreciate everyone who is supporting us with their recurring donations. Because that's the only way you can survive, is through recurring donations. I can't guess on when you're going to give me some money so I can go do more good things. Now, the great news is this, folks. We're catching on. Yeah, social media is not they're keeping us down, but it's not stopping us because I remain undaunted. See, I'm not one of these Democrats that gets up every morning trying to hide my face in shame. Oh, yeah, I voted for Joe Biden, or you didn't, but you see what your party's doing, or you don't have the guts to admit it. You actually do like Donald Trump. You actually raise your kids like conservatives. See, as I said, you got to get up every day as a leftist, and you have to try to keep people from knowing your nonsense. And you know what they do? They brag about it because they believe that if they say it louder, then it'll make it more right. But they're not really bragging. They're trying to bully. But let me tell you what happens when you stand up to them. They back down. Have you looked at their policies? By the way, this is the next reason why the Democrats are increasingly difficult time trying to defend themselves. Look at their policies. I'll ask you this. Show me where a Democrat policy works. You got the floor. Show me. Does it work in academia? I know, because we now have the smartest kids in the world. We prove this every day, right? Academia is a complete success. The failures that are experienced by many, far too many kids is considered a success. Let me put it this way. If you're in a highly selective environment, let's say Navy SEALs, and you can only have a few of the top, and you're going to have many, many more failures than successes, God bless you. See, that is a meritocracy I can deal with. But when you're talking about the lives of human beings, and your goal is to weed them out, as it is in college. Look to your left, look to your right. That's not, person's not going to be here. One of you's not going to be here, whatever. They pride themselves on weeding you out. This isn't some elite group of things where only a handful of people can be successful in America. Everyone is supposed to be able to be successful in America. The education system is supposed to vet that out for you. But it doesn't. It makes you a failure. Like, only a few people will succeed in this country. The rest of you, we will send down a rat hole to H.E. Double Crooked Socks. That would be Hades. Yeah, we're going to send you down to meet the devil. No, the whole goal of education is to find out what you're good at and then get more people good at the things that they're good at. And you know what happens when more people are good at the things that they're good at? Somebody becomes great at it. And we get innovation. We get what made America strong. We don't get that anymore. We don't get it. So anyway, I'm just giving you a few examples of things that you should be looking at. But I say all that to get to this. Because I ask you, show me something Democrats have done that works. Oh, Kevin, they have this new restaurant that you pay whatever you like and blah, blah, blah. It shut down. Oh, Kevin, they have this business where everybody makes the same amount, even from the janitor to the CEO. Yeah, they failed. Oh, they have this business where whatever, they fail. I don't have to know if it's built on the idea of wokeism or Democrat nonsense, they failed. Period. And for the ones that succeed, well, we're going to give a pair of stocks for every stock you buy. It's only waiting to fail. Because let me tell you something. A real capitalist who says, look, I ain't giving away socks. I sell socks. And I sell them cheaper than that guy that's giving away a pair with each pair of socks. Come check out my socks. Look at the quality. Because all we care about is the quality of our socks. And then check them against his. I'm 50% cheaper. And I'm a better sock. He's going to win the business. And he's going to get my business because I don't care how many socks you give away to the homeless. It isn't the responsibility of corporate to do that. If you want to do it, great. But when it's part of your business, you know, this is how we go to market. You're telling me I overcharge you so I can then give your money away to whatever I want. And oh, by the way, I'm really overcharging you a lot more than it would be if we just decided to help the homeless and give them socks. You're not fooling me. Anyway, they go on to talk about this. The Fed has a gridlock problem with inflation. Everyone left out of the Fed's hyper-financialized, hyper-globalized, hyper-inequality new prosperity. There's always the bargain salmon casserole. Latest issue of New Prosperity magazine addresses the Fed's Goldilocks inflation and the coming crack-up boom. New Prosperity magazine's maiden issue was published back in 2009, shortly after the global financial meltdown, and it temporarily disrupted the trajectory of disparity. Interestingly, yeah, I'll get it out. The magazine updated a favorite cost-saving recipe for salmon casserole from the May 2009 issue. Financial meltdowns hurt everyone who owns any of the assets being repriced lower, of course, but they have a way of hurting those living paycheck to paycheck even harder via rampant inflation of essentials and or mass layoffs. The Federal Reserve has a Goldilocks problem with inflation. Inflation was too cold for the Fed's taste for the past decade. Now suddenly it's too hot. The Fed won't let anything like the financial well-being of the bottom 90% of American households get in the way of its implicit goal, which is protecting the wealth of the top 10%, especially the top 0.01%. See, that's the vicious game being played here, folks. You think this is about, oh my gosh, you know, they're hurting the little guy and this, that, and the other. Let me tell you, the thing that is hurting us, the little guys, is absolutely enriching the wealthiest people on the planet. Just go look at the nonsense of what these people are fighting. We're fighting for racial justice. Okay, where's that money go? What's manufactured when you fight for racial justice? We're fighting for global climate change. What's manufactured when you fight for global climate change? Nothing. You manufacture nonsense. And somebody's getting paid on it. You know who it is? That 0.1%. That's what this article was about. I got to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Economist YouGov poll found that 55% of Americans believe the United States is already in the midst of a recession. This as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is telling lawmakers on Tuesday that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
Migrants from Venezuela are making up much of a caravan that left southern Mexico Monday, heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. The caravan expected to reach close to 15,000 migrants. This is USA Radio News. The top Senate Democrat says his members are continuing talks with Senate Republicans as they try to reach some sort of compromise bill to address gun violence. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, on the Senate floor Tuesday morning says he's giving them some space to get a result.
We know we're not going to get everything we want. We know that the push for even more meaningful gun safety will continue after this debate, but making real progress is very important.
A recount is set to take place in a tightly contested congressional primary. From the USA Radio News New York News Bureau, Kenneth Burns explains.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who'd knock Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Holy mother of mayhem. The media has nothing better to do than try deflection because they want us to believe that this crackerjack team of FBI and other DOJ entities miraculously saved George W. Bush. They saved his life. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network. com. I got to tell you, it was so much an FBI dude. Oh, my gosh. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. When he, you know, what was it? The show was called FBI, right? Two agents, and they would go, and they would always show up, and they were very authoritative. And they weren't setting people up. Think about this. I want you to think about the FBI in almost every film you see them in. You know what they do? They coerce a person who's not guilty to do something. They watch as other people, I don't know the rules of when you can interfere with regular police and all that kind of stuff, but it's rare that the FBI is either competent or doing the right thing. Hollywood has been telling us this for at least a decade. I remember this, what's her name, Julianne Moore, she plays an FBI agent. It's in a movie with Dennis, what's his name? Oh, geez.
He talks like this. Yeah, Dennis.
I don't know if that's his name, but you know what I'm talking about. So this dude, he can see the future. And she talks to him and she says, he goes, why should I help you? And she goes, because if you don't help us, then we'll do this to you. So she's setting him up. What about the film with the guy that was supposedly thwarted the bomb at the Olympics? And John Hamm plays the FBI agent who essentially sets his sights on him, says that the guy did it, does everything they could to convict him, and he has to fight Richard Jewell, right? Richard Jewell, was it? Yeah. So they got he has to fight for his life, and then later on, they find out who actually did it. But the FBI did everything they could to set this guy up. FBI, when they say they're coming, it is not to find the truth. It is because they're covering for somebody. Or it's because they don't like your politics. I told you guys, the FBI visited my grandmother. My grandmother made a comment about Richard Nixon. It works both ways. My grandmother said, something about he was coming through San Antonio. She made a comment, negative comment. One of the ladies at the hairdresser where she is called the FBI on my grandmother. They came to our house. My grandmother repeated. She says, yeah, this is what I said. And she repeated it. She was like, I have no fear. And I just remember thinking, okay, well, they came by. The suits came by the house. It was interesting. But it was before I was even knew what these guys were about. You know what I'm saying? But I remember that moment. and thinking, well, my grandmother wasn't even scared at all. They left, you know, took some notes and stuff, and she says, you know, I don't wish the man any harm, but I don't like him. Talking about Nixon. So, but the FBI, I would bet you money, you had a good feeling about them at some point in your life, and you don't anymore. But does anybody believe this story that they caught an Iraqi who wanted to kill Bush? And I know Bush killed Saddam Hussein, so it's possible that some Hussein family member has issued a fatwa for the Bush family. But I'm going to put it this way. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. The Muslims will, if you say something against Islam, we will kill you or whatever. Let me tell you something. Get to me. It's a big threat. Salman Rushdie, he went into hiding. You can't say anything bad about their religions. The heck with that religion. I don't mean it in a bad, in other words, I don't know enough about it to say grace. But don't tell me it's protected above any other religion. If I want to say something negative about your religion, I'll say it. I don't believe there's any religion that's pure. You look back at the Old Testament, which we don't follow in our Bible anymore, and there were stupid things. I mean, things that I look at and go, I don't know why I would have done that. But, you know, people talk about it. People criticize it. They criticize Christ. They criticize God. Some people say he doesn't exist at all. And you know, they all kinds of stuff. I don't want to kill you. So anyway, I don't know why this Muslim, this Iraqi, was supposed to be coming after George W. Bush, but I'm not buying it. But according to Forbes, an Iraqi national migrated to the U.S. in 2020, had his asylum application pending. The man with the vendetta is Shihab Ahmed Shihab Shihab. Why would they name somebody this? Shihab Ahmed Shihab Shihab. He's got three Shihabs in his name. He resided in Columbus, Ohio, where he was arrested. Supposedly, the FBI discovered the plot through two confidential informants and surveillance of the suspect's WhatsApp account, a messaging platform. Keep in mind, it's the same FBI who knew of the Pulse nightclub mass murderer, knew and was tracking the Boston Marathon Sarnoff brothers, the bombers there, right? This is the same FBI that there's probably, I know, at least five terrorist acts that have happened in the United States involving Muslims or other people that the FBI was tracking, and nothing happened. The persons perpetrated the act. Lone wolves, as they call them, and people working together. But they nabbed the one guy in over 20 years who was tracking George Bush. They got that guy. And the story claims that the man was so dedicated to his scheme, he had gone so far as to travel to Bush's Dallas home to take video. What, like a tourist? Does this guy know that Secret Service is with Bush all the time, not to mention they surveil Bush's residences no matter where he is? But it gets better. Next, they go on to say that the guy is to have recruited a team of fellow Iraqis that he was going to smuggle over the Mexican border. Now, it's probably true. I don't know. But I don't know that he was doing it in order to get George Bush. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't think Bush is, and I'm not speaking for the guy because I don't know. But I'm saying if it was 20 years ago, most people I know didn't like Saddam Hussein. They didn't like Uday. They didn't like Hussein. And it's been a long time. This guy was waiting for his asylum to clear, and then suddenly he springs into action. Why wouldn't he just go ahead and get his asylum? Here's my point. I don't believe this story. I don't know why they want to put George Bush back into the media, but I think that's what this story is about. Because this story doesn't reflect well on anybody, except maybe the FBI. Is it a feel-good story for the FBI? Like, oh, look at what we did. We captured a guy. I'm just not buying it. I don't understand why this guy would give a crap about the Bushes. It's been a long time. I'm trying to understand. Maybe you guys have a better idea about it. You can say, Kevin, I believe it. I think that there'd be a guy. Okay, fine. I'm there could be. I'm putting it out there. I don't think the Bushes are worth it. And so the FBI's under fire. Are they trying to convince us that this group, oh, look at them, boy. Look at them go. But if you're going to do that, why would you pick George W. Bush? Anyway, the part that's most believable to me is that they are trying to sneak these people in through the border, because I do believe that that's happening right now. But that's part of the reason why I'm going, why would you want to bring that up? They go on. Shebab claimed to be part of a group called Al-Rayed, a group that was led by a former pilot of Saddam Hussein. Really? Look, I don't know who flies people around, but would you really be that intense about, oh, you know, you killed the guy, maybe because you still want your job, I don't know. So the plot thickens. They said allegedly up to 7 members of the group plotted the assassination. Why now? Sources say that Shihab had been sent in advance to locate and conduct surveillance on former President Bush's residences or offices. He was also to obtain firearms and vehicles. And I don't think Bush was worried, because I don't think Bush is buying this story either. Freddie Ford, chief of staff for the office of Bush, said, President Bush has all the confidence in the world of the U.S. Secret Service and our law enforcement and intelligence communities. So, again, why are they tossing this story out here? Are they pretending to care about especially Republican presidents? Are they trying to make a distinction of, look at what we'll do to protect Bush, but, you know, we wouldn't do this for Donald Trump? I don't know. When I saw this story, I questioned, is it even newsworthy? I mean, you thwarted it. It's no big deal. Why do you want to alarm the public to this for Bush? But I'm not buying it for all the reasons I stated above. Anyway, lots more to talk about. Glad you guys are with me. Keep it here. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I've been dying to talk about this. I honestly did not know that June was Pride Month, but it is. It's Pride Month for the sexual identity freaks, a.k.a. members of the LGBTQ, too stupid to have pride in who they are all year long. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I just have this logical way of thinking that says it doesn't matter whether I'm black, Hispanic, gay, Jewish. Doesn't matter. I'm going to enjoy who I am and have pride in myself the whole day through. Every day, 365. Now, there may be days where I'm less proud of what I've done than other days, but as a rule, I'm going to be proud of myself. But to each his own. If the sexually identity freaks
the sexual identity freaks, want to, you know, have a certain period where they can feel pride, and then I guess come July 1st, that pride disappears. Well, good for them. Oh, I know, Kevin. They just want to bring attention to their thing. They want to bring attention to how they are in bed and with whom they choose to have sex with. I get it. Not. My personal truth, folks, is I will celebrate myself all dang year. And I'm adventurous enough to attend Disney World during Pride time. And I would wear a shirt that declares, a rainbow shirt, and it would declare, I'm not gay, and this is just a freaking rainbow. I want to make this shirt. I'm trying to get my team to do it. Here's the thing. Right now, this month, turn on your TV, especially cable, and you're bombarded. Bombarded with rainbows and obviously gay people. There aren't any gay people that just look like ordinary people, that talk like ordinary people. There aren't any gay people that go, hey, man, you know, Kevin here, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I just want to say shout out to all the pride, the people of the LGBT community, blah, blah, blah. There's nobody like that. They just isn't. It's like, hey, I just want to right here now. I am so freaking gay. Look at how gay I am. It's Pride Month. I mean, if that's the way you, if it was black people were all depicted like, hey, listen, I just want to say during February, I'm so happy, man. All these Negroes out here doing the same, man. Happy Black History Month, y'all. What's up, y'all? I would be like, wow. Obviously gay. You should see him. And oh my goodness, don't even get into the trans community, because these trans men that become women are the most flamboyant. They are RuPaul, forget RuPaul is tame in comparison. I don't know about you guys, but you remember the dude who had the puppet Madam? That dude was flaming gay. Paul Lynn, flaming gay. There was a guy who used to, Klinger, I mean, you know, played on MASH. He was a cross-dresser, but wasn't gay necessarily, trying to get kicked out. But there were, not by name, but I remember five flamingly open, and I'm talking just over-the-top gay people, and they were enjoyed in regular TV. Nobody, it was rare to see anybody criticize them. When Flip Wilson would do Geraldine, it was one of his most famous parts of his act. Anyway, on almost every TV show, whether it's a promo for another show or an ad, it involves a celebration of Gay Pride Month, June. And I guess all this is meant to desensitize us to the freaks who look like circus attractions, in my opinion. It's like I said, it isn't normal people living life. It's over the top gay. It's not like Americans haven't been exposed to these people or the lifestyle. Even I just talked about men. I've seen many butch women, or certainly overly effeminate men, ad nauseum these days in TV and in movies. In many cases, these people represent some of the most iconic cast members. Remember the character Hollywood and Mannequin? Meshach Taylor played this dude. I don't know whether Meshach Taylor was gay, straight, or whatever, but let me tell you. When he played Hollywood in Mannequin, it was hysterical. It was one of the best roles. You want to talk about stealing the show. Hollywood stole the show. He was wearing like a silver, almost like a satin suit, and he had these big sunglasses on, and he would come into the scene, and he would do his thing. It was absolutely hysterical. Same with Jeremy, what's his name? Jeremy Piven's, I think it is, that was in Entourage. Dude played a gay guy. I think it was in, I think it was Beverly Hills Cop. Did Jeremy play? Anyway, he stole the show. The dude who was in, who played Surge in Rush Hour, Bronson Pinchot, you remember him? You can have to wear that. They would not look good in that. It was, these are some of the most funny roles. I didn't look at him, oh man, look at that gay dude. Look at that. And I'm not saying there aren't people who do this, that act against people's sexuality. I'm not saying they don't exist. What I'm telling you is, for the most part, nobody cares. And you laugh at it. It's funny. Hype, these are scene-stealing performances. So here's the point. We get it. You're gay. There are gay people in the world. Wow, shocker. And America actually showcases these people in all their glory. But do we really need a month for their special interests, ergo their sexual proclivities? Oh, because I like to have sex with men, and I'm a girl, and I like to have sex with women. I want to have my own month, or I'm transsexual, and you're gonna deal with it. I'm gonna make you understand transsexuality, Kevin Jackson, whether you like it or not. Okay, don't. But I don't care. Any more than if I found out you ever hear somebody say, I have a friend, he doesn't eat seafood. And people go, what should we go to eat? And somebody will say, I can use some seafood. And I'll go, nah, Danny, he can't eat seafood. He can't eat seafood? Oh, my gosh. And people go, they get freaked out. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't eat seafood. For the record, I said the same thing when he first told me he couldn't eat seafood. Oh, dude. Oh, man. You know, you freak. What's wrong with you? Yeah, I have this enzyme. It makes me sick. I get, you know, it's like a peanut allergy. But you get what I'm saying. You freak out initially. What? Oh, man. I would hate to go through that, dude. Ooh, whatever. Okay, just won't eat seafood. So it would be like meeting a gay dude and you say, hey, you want to go to this gentleman's club? Ah, man, unless it's got boys in it. Oh, what, man, you don't want to go to a gentleman's club unless it's got boys? What are you trying? What are you, gay? Yeah, I am. Oh, okay, well, where else should we go? Well, we'll go to the circus. I was with a dude. He didn't know I knew he was gay, but we were this is years ago. And a bunch of guys, we're out in the boonies, and they go, well, not much to do out here. They got a restaurant, and they got the gentleman's club or whatever. Okay, fine. That way, y'all want to go to the gentleman's club? I didn't even want to go because I've been to more of those than you should go to in 10 lifetimes because I was in sales. And my buddy was like, yeah, let's all go. And I could tell by his enthusiasm he was trying to sell that he was gay. And that was the moment I knew he was gay. Up to that point, I didn't know. But anyway, the point I'm making is, if he said, hey, guys, I'd like to go, but I'm into boys, I would have been like, oh, well, okay, so I guess we're going to the restaurant now. It wouldn't have been, ooh, Jeff is gay. Oh, my gosh. Wow. It would have been like, Jeff, I didn't know you were gay. Boy, what? When did how long you been gay? But they act like we're going to beat them down, like we're going to pull a Democrat going out to kill Steve Scalise. We aren't like them. We aren't going to put a noose around his neck and pour bleach on him like Jussie Smollett did to himself. We just go, oh, Jussie, I didn't know you were gay. Okay. New plan. Yeah. Anyway, some guys refused to buy into this Gestapo nonsense. Five Tampa Bay Rays players, these are the baseball guys, said they're not wearing a rainbow-colored logo on their uniform to celebrate LGBT Pride Month. We're not doing it. You can have it. Not doing it. And I congratulate these guys. They were playing a Chicago White Sox game. They said, hey, let's all show our pride for it. And these guys said, no. They said, nothing against them. It's against me. I don't believe in it. I'm not going to celebrate pride. I celebrate them as human beings. This is what I always keep coming back to. Whenever these people marginalize themselves, I go, you do understand that I'm elevating you above your sexuality? How much more can I do to show you that I love you? I don't love everything about you, but I love you. I love you as a human being. I don't care if you're a freak. Don't be mad at me because I see what you do as freaky. You see what I do as freaky? Your freak does not trump my freak, and vice versa. But don't act like I'm not going to act like it's strange. It's strange to me. I don't want to know anything about it. Deal with it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.